Thank you. What do you want, Jim?
Copy
of what?
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
Okay, so
all right, Resolution 296, adopting Local Law 3, establishing a sustainable green fleet policy. Any discussion on it? No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
297, adopt the amended Local Law 4.
Second.
Move. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I apologize. I was outside of the room for the previous, my vote is yes. Previous resolution 314.
Don, please note that.
Oh, no, I was here. I'm sorry. Not 314.
It's right on your desk.
296.
It was 296?
Yeah.
You're here. He recorded it, yes.
Yeah. I did one.
Well, no, this is...
Okay, you're fine. 297. It's moved. Second. Discussion on 297.
I don't have a 297, Don.
You must have passed over there.
We didn't get it until we vote.
We didn't vote on it yet.
I know. I'm talking to Don.
The love in the room.
He only gave me 3 resolutions. There's 4. Unless I'm completely nuts.
There's 4. 96.
No, I know that.
17.
I'm saying I don't have the right...
It's like the Nixon tapes.
Oh,
that's his fault. He said
no, it was
there.
Stuck together.
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now we can proceed. Sorry.
Okay, any discussion on 297? No discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor say
aye.
Aye. 317. All the way to research room.
Second.
Is it long?
It's a bond. All
right. Long roll.
It's a bond.
Yeah.
Move.
James
second.
Bond.
James, second. Discussion. All in favor? We got to do a long roll.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
tonight. Okay.
Session.
323. Adopt proposed Local Law 10.
Move.
Move. Second. Don.
Second.
Great.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. James.
There was a lot of conversation back and forth, attorneys, things like that. Has it all been worked?
Yes.
Everybody's comfortable?
Yes.
As comfortable as they can be?
Yes. So we are moving forward with it?
We're all in.
As far as I know, yes.
I don't have my weakness.
All right, any discussion? If not, all in favor, I'm against it.
Aye.
I only had the one resolution in that.
It was underneath it.
I'm for it, I'm sorry.
It was just one.
All right, a couple other things before we go.
Can we vote on it?
I thought we did. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against it?
Carl, you couldn't let it happen.
Okay. We have a letter from Kevin Roberts that we discussed on the previous meeting, basically stating that the... He is not against Ellenville's $1 million, but he wrote a letter to all us at Ways and Means asking for $750,000. As you heard earlier, that this money hopefully will continue. There might be money in 2017. So maybe keep our ears and eyes open that maybe Plattekill or some other town might be beneficial to get some of this money. Anybody have any discussion regarding that? Don and James.
The only thing, what you said is correct. I agree with it anyway. That I don't know who's going to come out and ask for what. Kind of ready, Kevin, ask for that fine. But we've got to look at the picture of what develops over time and do it as a deliberative process.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly would include his in that as well. So, but I just want to look at it as we look at it on a bigger scale. Certainly have
to be
included in
it
with
it. Right. And basically, you should have a little background from what might transpire over to Ellenville,
right.
What they're going through. So, if it's got something to work or not going to work. James? And then,
Mr. Clark. Chairman, I don't think there's any town in the county that couldn't use some influx of revenue to help them.
Mm-hmm.
This is something, the town or district that I represent, like the majority of it, we lost Tech City some 15 years ago, or lost IBM had a dramatic impact. But I think that there needs to be a process which started for Ellenville probably 6 to 8 months ago, and then to go through the process and do, develop a needs assessment and go through it. But I think if we're going to have this recurring casino revenue, then maybe the county should look at possibly setting up a fund of some sorts to help other municipalities. Now, Ellenville is, would have been directly impacted by the nearest community with the loss of the casino not happening, okay? But there's many other towns that also could use that influx.
That's a good point. And Erica just chimed over saying basically, you know, maybe we should do this as a county needs instead of a municipal needs. So maybe that's something that maybe your committee.
I'm just expanding on what your thought was. I thought it was a great idea.
You're on economic development. You're the chairman, if I'm not mistaken. Co-chairman. No. But between the two of you, I'm sure you'd come up with a needs statement for the county that you might be able to move forward with. Carl?
Yeah. I like what Legislator Maloney said, and I think that Deputy County Executive Cornell, you know, touched on it. But is there a way, like in future revenues, casino revenues, that we could maybe open up a revolving loan fund so that every
Well, a county needs assessment.
Well, I mean,
so that you can put something like that.
You know, not only investing money, you know, in the community, you know, or throwing money at it, but having the businesses also have a stake in it by applying for, you know, low interest loans and then paying them back as their businesses get bigger. You know, I mean, it's one thing to say that Ellenville does need the money, but other towns do too.
There's no question. You know, Jim took the initiative of going through economic development, and he's going to bring it forth to his committee, come up with some great ideas, and bring it back to the ways and means. Ken?
Sure, I think there's some great ideas there, Carl. I would just caution the members of the committee that, you know, we still don't understand the impact that the casino will have on the county. Again, we may have to expend funds to deal with problem gambling, for example. We may have to address some law enforcement issues, some traffic issues out in the Ellenville or City. Okay, so it's early in the process, but I think those are all good ideas that we should explore and talk about as we move forward.
We might all lose money, though.
Yeah.
Or win money, one of the two.
Instead of win.
All right, any other discussion regarding that? If not, the other list I know I have is last week we had some discussion in Ways and Means regarding Golden Hill, and there was a question that was brought up that are we proper what we did regarding the LDC? And there again, we had Cliff Johnson, who was the first assistant county attorney, do some research. He responded back saying that the transfer of Golden Hill Care Center to Golden Hill Local Development Corporation was legal, and a simple majority was passed on December 5th, 2011, which was legal. And it gives different items why the whole transaction to the whole thing. at this point, it cannot be challenged because the statute of limitations has expired. So, if anyone wanted an information or a copy of this
whole... Did we get a copy of that?
You will get a copy in your mailbox right now. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else? Any regarding to the Board of Health? That was done as a simple majority.
As a
two-thirds, supermajority. But that was done 19-3 or 4, whatever it was.
Well,
25
Manor was
19-3. 19-3, so it's not an issue because it was a supermajority.
Yeah, we had supermajority for both of the sales subsequent to the sale of Golden Hill and subsequent to the decision that came down to the trial court. To be cautious, okay?
Any questions? If not, a motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for coming.